You know, this is a major public health issue.
Huge.
Huge for our area. You can't go really a day or two without running into somebody who's been either personally afflicted
yep.
or they have a close family or friend that's been impacted.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, our challenge is, first of all, we don't have a test that even picks up half the cases of Lyme. In a country as great as ours, this is unacceptable. We have ELISA out there right now, and then the Western Blot would follow that up. But the issues that I see is that essentially we draw your blood and we look for the evidence that the body is fighting the Lyme, and that's how we call that a test positive. But, you know, given the nature of the spirochete as part of this of the tick-borne diseases, this is pernicious, and it can actually hide, quite candidly, and we will not pick up these Lyme cases. So we have been part of this effort. We've led to get more resources for better research, for better testing.
Sure.
And including about $9 million for that. There have been advances on this score. I'm somewhat optimistic, actually, that we will get a test that goes beyond the antibodies into DNA testing. So